Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. You know, and we talk about it all the time on National Defense, the importance of taking care of your mental health. I mean, it's important for everybody. But it's estimated more than 600,000 post-9/11 service members and veterans. Think about that number. They live with the symptoms of PTSD. And our friends at Wounded Warrior Project recently announced new support to help address that challenge. John Eaton is here. He's Wounded Warrior Project's Vice President for Mental Health. John, how are you?
Randy, I'm great. Thanks so much for having us on today.
Absolutely, man. Tell us about this new investment in the Warrior Care Network.
Yeah, so at WWP, our mission is to honor and empower post-9/11 wounded warriors. And this latest announcement is really evidence of doubling down on that. And so we're honored to share an enhanced investment of $100 million
for
post-traumatic stress disorder and traumatic brain injury. And this is just an additional investment. Since the launch of Warrior Care Network in 2015, we've invested over $330 million in innovation through this network to treat this very important issue that veterans face.
Oh my gosh, that's some major, major big numbers. And of course, we talked about the Warrior Care Network before, but talk about that a little bit, John. How the Warrior Care Network helps.
Yeah, so we're launching the network. We knew that PTSD was a challenge for both active duty service members and the veteran population. Even more so, our annual Warrior survey showed us that 3 in 4 of our alumni are living with the symptoms of PTSD each and every day. From, you know, those symptoms could be agitation, trouble sleeping, reliving traumatic events, and so this natural reaction to trauma that can be experienced is a huge need that our population is facing, and so really justifies such a significant investment and focus from our organization.
Yeah, and a lot of this at times goes untreated, right?
It does. And there's a number of factors there, you know, one of which is access to care. And we work with our partners at the VA to reduce the time between, you know, need and care. But at the end of the day, it can be a difficult system to navigate. But also we know that what plays a really key role is stigma. And some service members or veterans fearing that maybe they're not able to handle that on their own. And so it's really important that WWP and Warrior Care Network are here for those men and women. We have programs designed that meet those veterans where they are in their recovery, whether it's through a connection event with our alumni program or even non-clinical support through supportive listening or adventure-based programming, all geared towards improving our mental health and wellness.
Man, I got to tell you what, this should be at the top of every newscast. It's just an incredible announcement. We're talking to John Eaton here in the National Defense. He's Wounded Warrior Project's Vice President for Mental Health. And let's get back to that, John. We talked about the latest investment, more than $100 million. What are you going to do with that? How can that help?
So this additional funding will go directly towards care for veterans and service members. And so this treatment is really important to know. It comes to no cost to the warrior or their family member, the travel. And also we know that there's other barriers to care, whether it's, you know, covering the mortgage payment, whether it's, you know, supporting family, even a pet. You know, how can we help support you so that you can prioritize your mental health through this program?
Yeah. There's so many, like you say, so many contributing factors in terms of mental health. And talk to us, John, about what kind of treatment at Warrior Care Network.
Yeah, and I think this is a really important piece and one of the biggest differentiators. Historically, when looking at PTSD treatment, you know, veterans are either having week-long therapy sessions, therapy sessions for up to a year, or they may be, you know, in a residential program that could last 3 to 4 months. Again, one of the biggest areas we've innovated is that this is an accelerated treatment model. So it takes just 2 weeks. And service members and veterans alike are having the same impact and symptoms as a result that they would see within a year-long program. And so we know that this approach works as well. We have 95% participants that start Warrior Care Network say that not only would they recommend it to their veteran friends, but also they complete the entire program. And so these reduce symptoms, whether it's depression, anxiety, PTSD. These are life-changing, you know, movements for those we serve.
Wow, a 2-week program that does all that. And I'm sure they have the opportunity, John, then to follow up at any time, right?
They do. And so that's, again, part of Warrior Care Network and WWP as a whole is this holistic treatment model. And so we know that, you know, clinical care, it can be very important, but it's, you know, just as important as connection to peers, to others that have served, looking at financial wellness, work placement, physical health and wellness. All these components are holistic in our overall health, both physical and health journey.
Boy, that's a lot to wrap your hands around, John. I mean, I would imagine you're probably busy, 17, 18 hours a day.
Yeah, no, it's well, and when the Warrior Project has, so it's really important to note, you know, we're seeing upwards of 70 new alumni registering each and every day. We have 20 events in person across the country on any given day. And over the last 20 years since our launch, we are proud to serve over 200,000 registered alumni and wow. 50,000 family support members.
That's incredible. Incredible. How does somebody learn more or enroll in that Warrior Care Network?
Yeah, the best place to go is our website, www.WoundedWarriorProject.org, or they can call directly to our resource center, which is 888-997-2586.
Such important information, and Wounded Warrior Project is always doing the great work. John, thank you so much for the time, man. Thanks for the work you guys are doing.
Thanks, Randy. Same to you.
We'll be right back here on the National Defense.